Okay, Shkoyach everybody for coming. Because this is a part two shiur for Sunday morning, but really a part three shiur when you conclude the Friday morning shiur at 6:15, which I didn't expect anybody to come to. So, just to recap briefly, shiur one and then shiur two, as we move our way towards this shiur. So, what we did in shiur one was an introduction of the topic of Shavuvim in its source from the Arizal, that the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that these days of Shavuot are Mesukun and Mesugal for Tikkun of Pagam Bris. As the Ari explains, Shavuot is Rashi Tevos, Shmois Va'ira Boi B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim. And this Pagam goes all the way back to Adam HaRishon, the Dor HaFlaga, the Dor HaMabul, the Dor B'Tzias Mitzrayim, and therefore these Pashyas, which we read, which are focusing on Tzias Mitzrayim, they have the potential in the Kayach to make tikkunim, certain sha'arim are open during these weeks, which allow for tshuva for this chait, although the Zohar Kaddish tells us there is no tshuva for this chait. The window is open during this time of year in order to bring certain tikkunim, especially in a generation in the time of history like ours, which very much needs tikkunim in this area. On Friday morning, what we did is that we focused on the works of the Mekubalim particularly, because as you'll see shortly, that the lamaisa, the practical way of how these tikkunim take place, are going to differ in the various sects within Klal Yisrael. By the Mekubalim, they take the words of the Arizal, Bederach Klal, like a Shulchan Aruch, and so therefore the way that the Arizal prescribes tikkun for Pekan Bris during Shavuvim, in order to achieve that kapara and that tikkun, it really revolves around a seder focusing on tainis, what the Ari calls Pei Dalet Tainiyoses, 84 Tainises, which if you take a look at Shavuot itself, it only comes out to about 40 days, in which case there are different days within the Poskim of the Mekubalim, how you can in fact accomplish 44 days of Tainis within a 40-day period, or according to the Pashtus of the Arizal, that you fast 40 days within Shavuot itself, and then you have to be Mashlam another 44 later. And there's machlokes in amongst the poskim mekubalim whether it means pei dalet tainiyoses for each time that you were poigim, or maybe 44 will suffice for everything. There's different shitas. Again, there's a whole school of psak in Kabbalah as well, not just in poskim and niglas hatorah. There's also poskim for pnimas hatorah as well. Just different shitas, different deyas, and as well different hashkafas in terms of the different schools of mekubalim, how many times they actually fast, and the certain seder of the Rashash, which they do, called the Anenu HaKatan, Anenu HaGadol, Ayin Shem, Vayu Torah, if you want to hear the extended version in terms of how this is all done. But practically speaking, it really centers around an Avodah, which is very focused on the Yichudim, which are done by the great Mekubalim, and the Tainuses, which are expected of those who follow those Mekubalim, and how that's done during these weeks.
The Anenu
was found in Siddur HaRashash, which is specific for Shavuvim. Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovitz has like a whole sefer on it, which he has actually three sfarim on it. One just a little more easier for beginners, a little, you know, in the more medium, and then there's like the real difficult one. But Ayin Shem. So the school of of the cheder of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which is what this is going to be focused on, which I think in this base medrash is certainly more apropos, as we'll see momentarily. And this, again, we're trying to fit a lot into a 40-45 minute period, although this can be broken down into many, many shiurim. But what we're trying to accomplish here is to try to sum up the mahalach in general based on the Sfarim HaKadoshim. Hopefully we can walk away with something particular, although a person really needs a Rebbe to know how to engage himself in the Shavuvim. I'll just tell you with Derech HaKdama that I spoke with my Rebbe, Rav Motel Zilber, on Thursday just to gain a perspective on Shavuvim. He has pieces in his Sfarim about Shavuvim. He was very clear in trying to convey that not all groups of Hasidim really take on the Inyan of Shavuvim. What that means is as follows. Shavuvim is certainly what the Arizal says. It's a time which is mesugul for a tikkun in Pagam Bris. However, how does that translate practically? Does that mean that every single school of Hasidus that they take on certain inyanim b'derech avoda during these weeks in order to bring out the potential which is contained within these weeks of Shavuot?
No.
No. It means to say that, of course, everybody's masking that there's something within these days, contained within these days, that brings us that kapara and that tikkun. But it doesn't mean that all Hasidim and all the Rebbes, that they focused on something or that they even spoke about it. It was just something which just kind of went under the radar and everybody continued on their Avodah. And that was done by many, many schools of the Chadarim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. As you'll see, these are what we're going to be quoting are probably the more, I wouldn't say well-known, because not a lot of Shavim is well-known, but the more important pieces in the works of the Sefarim HaKadoshim about Shavim. But you have to understand something. That Shavim was something which is not brought down in the Niglas HaTorah. It was only brought down in the works of the Arizal. And with that being said, anything which was Shaykh to the Arizal was only Shaykh to Bnei Aliyah, people who knew about the works of the Arizal, which is usually the Rebbes, and whatever they gave over to the Hamoin Am. But it was up to the discretion of the Rebbes whether or not to convey the Inyan HaShavim to the Hasidim and how they would do so. But just understand that this is not something which you can find open in Shulchan Aruch. How many people are opening up the works of the Arizal to even know or to even see that there was something called Shavim? It was only up to the Rebbes themselves how much they gave over to the Hasidim HaShavim, and some didn't say anything about it at all. And one of the reasons for that is because they felt that, one, it was for Bnei Aliyah. It was only for people who were on the Madrega to know how to deal with these inyanim. And secondly, because the whole concept of Pagam Bris is something which has to do with a very tznius dika inyan. There were some chassidim that Bechalal, the Rebbes, they never spoke about this inyan at all. It was never that on a Friday night tish, or by a shalosh shodes, or a drasha during the week, that the Rebbe would come and he would speak about with his chassidim about inyanim and how to have more shmiras, abish, shmiras, abish. They hardly kamat ever spoke about that, ever, because it was something which they felt that shouldn't be discussed. It should better not to be discussed. Now, of course, nowadays, I think that there are many manhigim and mashpiyim who feel that you have no choice but to speak about it. For example, if I'm going to Space Medrash, I'm you know, right over here, there's been tens and tens of drashas which have been spoken about this inyan because the hashkafa is, what if not, then what are you going to do? Right? From the fact that you can access at your fingertips at any moment everything which you want under the sun in terms of how a person can be makalkal himself in this inyan, so we have no choice, but to speak about it, but to encourage people about it. But especially in the world of the Hasidim, even till today, and certainly in previous generations, they never felt that there was a necessity to talk about it. They felt that the more you talk about it, the more you're going to bring mechshalim to people who weren't even thinking about such things. So many Sfarim, they never spoke about it, not just about Shavim, but Bechlal, they never spoke about it. So that's just a hashkafa before the hashkafa to recognize that when we speak about Shavim, of course, the segul of these Shavim is embraced by everybody, but does that mean that there's going to be something lemaisa to be done about that? Does that mean that all the Anmarim spoke about it? No. And that's why in the works of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, you're not going to find, like on every page, Shavim, Shavim, Shavim. It has to be found a little bit here, a little bit there. And this is really a collection of the very few which we have to show us, A, is there something to be done? And how did the Hasidim and the Anmarim differ in the approach, how Shavim should be taken on versus the Mekubalim who really, and again, they're both looking at the same source. There was only one source. Right, but how that translated into their Derech Avodah. One of the pieces which we quoted on Friday morning, we have here again, it's the top piece from Sha'ar Ruach HaKodesh. The Arizal wrote, Reb Chaim Vital wrote 8 Sha'arim, and one of them is called Sha'ar Ruach HaKodesh, and he has different Tikkunim and Yichudim. This comes from Tikkun Yud Zayin, where this is just an excerpt of a piece where he says that if a person was poigim in the Isser of Nida, Chas v'Shalom, he would have to fast 59 Tainuses, which is Gematria Nida. At the end of that piece, he writes as follows, V'tzarech l'tshuvaso no chigon shal tshuva shehu, that the word tshuva stands for the following 5 words. Tof stands for Tainus, the Shin stands for Sak, Vav is ve'efer, right, which is ashes and sackcloth. Bechia, which is the bays, to cry. And hey is hesped. Right? This is very intense for the Avera. Now, if you go down to the next Mayim Makom, which is the Menoras Hazav, which is Rebzusha, this is something which was also brought down in the name of the Baal Shem, Rebzusha, and other tzaddikim. Rebzusha said as follows. This is comes from a story, in the middle of a story, where Rebzusha, and as you know, Rebzusha used to refer to himself in third person. And in conversation which he had with Hashem about a certain matter of tshuva, he said as follows. V'ha'ayno la says tshuva, this is a time to do tshuva, and he's talking to Hashem, and he says, Ala sha'ata yaydeya ha'emes she'im v'koyach la says tshuva. You know, Hashem, that I can't do tshuva. Avama yuchal zusha la says. What can Zusha do? Ya'ala l'cha ha'isiyah shal tshuva. I can give you the letters of tshuva. Ha'inu rashi tevas shal tevas tshuva. I'll give you the rashi tevas of tshuva. Shem oisiyah shakal ois mara apasok echad. That every single letter of tshuva refers to another concept, another pasuk in Torah. And he says as follows. The letter Taf of tshuva is a remnant to the pasuk Tamim tiyam Hashem alokecha. The letter Shin is meramis to the pasuk Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. The letter Vav, Tav yahafta l'riyecha kamecha. The letter Beis, to the pasuk of B'chol drachecha ta'ehu, to know Hashem in all of your ways. And the letter Hey is a remez to the pasuk of Hatznei Alechas im Hashem Elokecha. V'siyem achar zeh v'amar zois, Yav v'itzu shalavei das Hashem yisbarach lavai de zeh l'tshuva. I'll use these things in order to come to tshuva. We begin with this because we see here very clearly a very stark difference in terms of the whole concept of tshuva, the roots of tshuva. What does tshuva stand for? In the works of the Arizal, tshuva stands for tainis and sigufim. From the works of Rav Zusha and from the Talmid Baal Shem, the whole concept of tshuva has to do with inyonim of mitzvahs, which have to do with the heart. To love your fellow Jew, shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid, being mechazik inyonim in v'emuna, and avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. So right there you have already, and the whole approach to tshuva, what is the emphasis? What is considered to be ikar, and what is considered to be tafel? Rav Zusha's brother, of course, was a Naim Elimelech. Now on the top left piece, which you have here, this is taken from a piece in the Nitya Gavriel, who has a lot to say about the Inyanim of Shoivim. He writes, Kama tzedikim ubeikar talmidi de Baal Naim Elimelech, lo haisa daitam noicha mitainis ka'elu kevan shador cholosh. That since the generation is a weak generation, v'chei nahogu kama chasid galitzi and polin, al pidivi de moar v'shamesh, ayin shaman haftar shabbos shuva, yesh namanash namashay chashv ki toichin v'chud v'chud. Over there he says that many people think that the ikar when it comes to tshuva is tainis, and it's not so. It's tshuva itself. And then he continues and he says, V'chim b'sefer oyel alimalach, which is stories, a collection of stories about the life of the Noam alimalach. He brings there from Abba Ari Leibush from Upla, who was a Talmud of the Choyza. Sha'amar, he said as follows, Halo yadanu, we know that Eli Yohanavi Zechulatov, he came to the Noam alimalach. The Gidalo, and he told them, Ki b'shamayim b'msifta d'rekiya nifsika halacha. Eliyahu said that it's kepaskin in Shemayim, Shalo yasku b'tainis v'sigufim kevin shahador cholosh. So from the Beis Medrash of the Naim Ali Melech comes a psak from Shemayim, Ayin Gil Elio, that the halacha is not to be oisik in tainus and tzigufin, rather to be machazik oneself in Torah Vavoida. Now based on these yesodos which emerge from the Beis Medrash of the Naim Ali Melech comes a whole way of tshuva bechlal throughout the year, but during Shavim as well, that since the generation is a weak generation, that we can't be Saivil Tanis and Tzigufim, that since the whole inyan of Tanis and Tzigufim is to bring one to do tshuva, that if a person is going to be so bogged down and so physically incapable of doing tshuva because of the Tanis and Tzigufim, then how is he going to come to do a proper tshuva? At least that's the chitzonius understanding of it. From the Cheder of Chabad and others, and the more deeper works in Chassidus, you have to understand that it's not just because the generation is weak, that's why we're not encouraged to be osik and tainus and tzigufim, as the pashup shad in the words of the Ariza would be mashma. There's a viewpoint of Chassidus, and again, whenever we speak about Chassidus, we have to understand that there's a way that the world sees Chassidus, and that the way that this Chassidus looks at Chassidus. And this is, like my Rebbe says, this is the take of Chassidus on Chassidus. Chassidus understands Chassidus that is a revelation of light. It's a revelation that Hashem gave to the world, which was in, meant to bring a new way of serving Hashem, not a new way, really an old way, but a certain revelation of how to serve Hashem, was supposed to be a new understanding of the works of the Arizal. That what the Arizal means to say for this generation. That just like the words of the Ari was a light that Hashem revealed to the world, and certainly the Chayit of the Baal Shem Tov is based on the works of the Arizal, it means to say that there is a new revelation that Hashem brought to the world to be able to implement the ways of the Arizal for this generation. And what that means, and how that translates into as follows, that although in the earlier generations, that tainus and tegufim, as the Arizal revealed it was appropriate, for this generation, everything can be accomplished b'derech of ahava, as opposed to ways of yira and tainus and tegufim. But that's completely, totally different shir and needs a lot of hesber in and of itself. Based on this yisod, however, from the Naim Elimelech and other tzaddikim, that it's not meant for tainus and tzigufin. And I'll just mention that from the Friday share we pointed out that even Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel, who is one of the Gdolei HaPaiskim today from the Mekubalim, he admits as well from the other works of the other Mekubalim that even Mekubalim are they admit that this is a very weak generation and only very few can be soivel fasting 84 fasts during the time of Shavuot. So in his base medrash, what he has is that although every single week, once a week, he has a gathering that for everybody who wants to come can come, and he can listen to the Chazaras HaShatz of one of the Gedolei Mekubalim, that he does the Aneinu HaGadol out loud, and everybody can be Yotze, so to speak, with that Aneinu. It's only that they have that once a week, and he encourages everybody, and even Talmidei Chachamim, to fast at least one time during the six-week period of Shavuot. At least one time. So even amongst the Gdolei Mekubalim, it's not something which you're going to see that everybody's doing it. Yes, there are many that they fast 84 fasts. There are people who do that. Right? There are people who do that. But he's encouraging those who can't do that, and that's certainly the rub of the rub of people, to at least to try to fast once during this six-week tkufa. You don't find that even that by the Gdolei HaChasidim, although, as we'll see, it's not in this piece, but we're going to get to the works of the Klausel Mega Rebbe, who was from the Gedolei HaPaiskim of the Chasidim, that even he brings in his piece that he encourages those to try to fast, those who are capable of doing so, because, as I state in Arizal. But as we proceed, as we move a little bit forward, and we'll come to the Shalat and Shivat Devi Yitziv momentarily, one of the great admirim from the Talmidim of the Noam Elimelech was the Oiv Yisrael, the Apterov. And he has a piece on Shoivim, actually, from the Oiv Yisrael. As you see, a couple pieces right in the middle of the page from Parshas Vayechi. And he, as well, resonates the words which we saw before from the Cheder of the Noam Elimelech, and he writes as follows, V'hinei hagam shenismatu ke'ez koyach hadores bavosin harabim. We don't have our strengths. Ve'einu michoedim la'asoy sigufim etaynes karoi. Im kozeh mishenagea yiras Hashem belavavoi, tzarech lehisamitz b'chol yecholto la'asos tshuva zeh achet, ki gadol hu minasai. It's a very, very powerful chet. U'befrat b'mi parashios shol shevavim ha'masugolim lakach. O'me haro'i lo'yemar birkas tkaba shefer gadol b'kavonas haro'im kamur b'sid d'arizal. The Arizal has kavonas in the bracha of the kaba shefer gadol, which b'chlal throughout the year is masugol for pagam bris. There's a certain kavanah he has there, so he encourages those to do so. Gam hayihi ratzon makos Hashem koyed v'chasimus habracha, v'akol b'yiras Hashem u'b'ru'usa d'liba. But he writes, though, that the ikar tshuva hu ayidei Torah, u'tfila, u'tztaka, kol echad v'echad l'fi yichalta, u'befrat b'lima Torah shabal peh, u'levarer halacha b'libun u'beir yafe. That a person should learn in shtayg in Torah shabal peh, lasuki shmais adil b'dehilchasa. With this, he's able to gather up the sparks, and he's mevareisam mitach haklipas lahaiti bala mipiam b'sayil chayil bala v'kiyenu. He references this pasuk because this is the pasuk the Arizal uses in the bracha of the kabbash shefagada. Just bekitzer, the farashe tevas of chayil bala v'kiyenu is a ches, a beis, and a vav. And that's one of the 72 names of Hashem, and the Arizal makes reference to that in the kabbash shefagada where he says the kapsenu yachad, that the ches within the word yachad is the ches of chayil. Me arba, the beis of me arba, is the beis of bala. Kanfois is the Vav in Kanfois is the Vav of Yikianu. That's what the Arizal says. That's that shame, Ches Beis Vav, which is one of the 17 names of Hashem, which is Mesukun and Mesugul for Pegambris. Along the lines of the Oiv Yisrael, also from the Talmidi of the Noam Elimelech, the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer, he writes on the bottom underneath that, and the third line here, he says, Ul Hischazik B'Yiras Hashem Al Yidei Hasmadas HaTayra. He's speaking about Shoivavim here. Ki Zeh Iker HaTshuva B'Tayra Hanimshala Le'esh Mevatil Koyach HaYitzahara Barasi Yitzahara Barasi Torah Tavlin Ve'esh HaTayra Is Mechabed Esh HaYitzahara. So even the Rav Shitzer, who focuses many times on Limud HaTayra, he says that the Iker Tshuva is through Hasmada in Tayra. Now I'm sure you were thinking that when he said Shas here, he was referring to Shas and Poskin. He's not, he's referring to a different concept. However, the vision of the Rebbe does say that since Shaivim is Gematria Shas, it's a remez that a person should be Mischazik and Limud HaShas during the days of Shaivim. The Shem Yishmuel, who is the son of the Sachet Shavar, the Avni Nezer. He writes, "Umimoytza hadvarim hinei yimei hashayvim tat," which refers to Truma Tetzav during leap years. "Heim zman hatikun lechet hayadua." It's a zman of tikun of pagam in bris mila of bris. "V'yesha misanim va'aisim sigufim." There are those that they do tainis in sigufim, and he says, "Mutav shayoymar kolecha lenafshay." It's better that a person should say to himself, "Mutav lehishtabid bebeisa shel Torah." It's better that I should be meshabin myself to the house of Torah, to the base medrash. It's better that a person should focus more on what he needs to do in terms of aseis and lois aseis. V'loy lehishtabid letanisim v'sigufim. As he says, as I heard in the name of my grandfather, the Kotzker, shehahiluch b'derach ha-Torah hu ha-gadol shebisigufim l'gof. The biggest sigufim is for a person to walk in the derech of Torah. Umuven shehaish hasam shechmar lishtabel haTorah. A person that he bends his shoulder to accept upon himself the yoke of Torah. Hein biyigias halimud vehein mitzimsum taluchas ma'isav. That a person finds ways to coerce himself in ways to be able to mekayim the mitzvahs more properly. Al pidarchei haTorah. This is moyel yoisim mikol sigufei hagof. More than anything that a person can do in tainis and sigufim is that if a person takes upon himself to find the cracks in the way that he lives his life according to mitzvah satayra, mitzvah derabana, and how he can ensure that he should be able to keep mitzvah satayra better, that sigufim is more chashev and more important in tshuva than the tainis and sigufim on top of what a person should be doing. There's a nice story I'll just mention, which has to do with the Zayiv Yisrael before we move forward, that the Machnoivka Rebbe, he says that it's said about him that he used to fast during Shavuot, and even when he became very old, in his 80s, he would still fast during Shavuot. And it says that he would fast on Arve Shabbosais, he would fast on Fridays, as is the Minhagen based Chernobyl. Just before we move and on in the story, if you take a look at, since we referenced it, one of the bottom Mayim Akomas here, it says, Mori Chamizal HaKadosh, the Maram in Chernobyl. You see that in the middle on the bottom? So the Chernobyl Rebbe, this is Reb Mordechai Chernobyler, who was the son of the Mori Naim, the Maggid from Chernobyl. He said, She Eliyahu Gila Lo Gimel Dvarim Lesikun. So he received from Eliyahu Navi three tikkunim when it comes for the tikkun of Pagam Bris. The first one, Lihios Neyar Kol Leil Vav Erev Shabbos Kodesh, to stay up, you know, learning, doing tshuva, saying Tehillim every Friday night. It really means just to stay up, actually. Beis Lihis Anois Shavim Biyom Vav Dafka V'lo Yashlim, which means not to fast the entire day of Friday, but that the Iker day of fasting, if a person is going to fast during Shavim one day during the week, it should be done on a Friday, and he explains why. Kiyum hashishi hu neged yesod. That the seven lower spheros, the sixth one is yesod, and that's to do with pagam bris, in yonim in bris mila, Yosef atzadik, and that corresponds to, of course, the sixth day of the week, which is yom shishi. There are those that they didn't want to fast on Friday because how could you be making yourself for Shabbos if you're fasting? So they chose Thursday. And that's really what's most nohug, I think, by most places who fast, that they fast on Thursday. But from the house of Chernobyl, they fasted on Yom HaShishi. And the third thing he was mekabel from Eliyahu Navi is ligmor kol haTehillim b'li hafsik b'yom haShabbos b'boker, to recite the entire Tehillim on Shabbos morning. Till this day, if you go to square for Shabbos, yeah.
When they fast on Friday, it's a full day.
No, not a full day. You used to fast till, let's say, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. You'll see from the story momentarily. Not the full day. Not the full day. If you go to square for Shabbos, if you ever had this chus to go there. If you haven't yet, it's Kedai. They're very much Machnes Orchem. It's very easy to go. I can give you the number if you'd like to how to get there. But it's a very special Shabbos there. One of the inyanim which they do throughout the entire year that they have B'Mesayra is that they say they finish the entire Tehillim every Shabbos morning before davening. I think Shabbos Shachris there is only one minyan for thousands of Chassidim. I think it starts maybe at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's not because people are waking up batel. It's because they're waking up early and they recite the entire Sefer Tehillim before davening, Shabbos morning. Akedei kach, that if you're walking the streets of Skver on Shabbos morning, you'll find many Chassidim with Tehillim walking up and down the blocks outside on a nice morning saying Tehillim. The streets are filled with Chassidim saying Tehillim. The base medrash is filled. It's not, again, they're not waking up late and having like a nice coffee. They're waking up very early and saying Tehillim. It takes hours to finish Tehillim. Hours. It could take 2 to 3 hours to say the entire Tehillim. That's what they do. Another thing which they do is that they say they learn the entire Perush Orach HaYom HaKadosh Avi Shabbos. That's another thing which they do. The entire Orach HaYom HaKadosh Avi Shabbos. So getting back to the story from the Machnovka Rebbe, so he used to fast on Fridays in accordance with the minhag of Beis Chernobyl. And again, he wouldn't finish the tzayim. He would fast till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He said his father used to fast till 4 o'clock, but his father told him you should only fast till 3 o'clock. And again, even in his 80s, he was fasting during Shavuot. Now, like every good Rebbetzin, she was very concerned about her husband. So she had mentioned to one of her sons that, you know, maybe we should speak to Tati about, you know, fasting during, listen, he's an old man, he's in his 80s, he insists on fasting during Shavuot, what are we going to do? So the son said, don't worry, I have a good Eitza. So he comes into his father and he says, Tati, you're still fasting during Shavuot? Doesn't the Avta Rav say in Parshas Vayechi that we don't fast anymore during Shavuot? So the Rebbe says, doesn't say that in the Ayin Yisrael. So he said, oh. So he takes out the Sefer. He says, oh, Tati, doesn't it say right here? Ayin Yisrael, Parshas Vayechi. So they looked in the Sefer together and he's reading it inside. And he says the lashon is vihine hagam shenismatu keis karach hadoras b'avinatzen harabim ve'einam yichoydim lasis yigufam v'tanisil karoy. So he says, does it say here that we don't fast? It says here that we can't fast. He says, but me, I could fast. So anybody who could fast, they can fast. So he continued. He thought he would slug up his father, but he knew the Ayin Yisrael better than he did. By other tzaddikim, before we move on to the tzaddikim, what they felt was how to bring out, to maximize the weeks of Shavuot. I mentioned we should look at a poisek, Abizman Hazedek a poisek. So if you take a look at the Maramakim in the middle of the page, from the Klausenberger Rebbe, who aside from being a giant who emerged from the ashes of the Holocaust, he was a tremendous goyin and poisek. He writes in Shailos and Tshuvos Divrei Yetziv, and he has a very long piece about Shavuot. And he comes out with the following maskana. I mentioned that he does encourage fasting on some level, but he writes as follows, and this is really the core of what he's trying to get across. That the way to pure person, to purge his neshama from al pegamim, hu al yidei limud hatayra. As it says, b'nesivas mitzvay secha, which is the Kamarna Rebbe, and the Gilion of the Mate Ephraim, he brings from the Das Kedoshim, and the Pasuk, Leimor la'asurim tzu'u, Chazal mikadrasha, Leimor la'asurim tzu'u, that those who are chained, that they're confined, that how do they emerge, how do they come out, how are they freed? Eilu tamen chachamim, sha'isrin atzman lamikru l'mishnu l'agada. It's a reference to tamen chachamim, that they attach themselves, that they bind themselves to Limud HaTorah. Sha'tamen chacham oisir atzman b'yaldusa l'Torah. That he attaches himself, even in his youth, to Torah, and the Tzahara becomes Bata. But even though it may be difficult, he steigs in learning. To apply oneself to Torah is the biggest sigufim. And on this, Shlomo HaMelech says, Chazal say, Af chachmasi amdali. Doesn't just mean even my chachma. Chazal understand the word af means like a ka'as, difficulty. Ha chachma shalamadati ba'af, the Torah which I learned biyagia. This is what's going to stand for me in the next world, the Shlomo HaMelech says. Aval la'asid kishi yizkal l'layim or Torah yom el asurim tzu. V'zeh l'tamidi chachamim b'nei Torah asher terasim umnasam. Al kapanav b'mei shavivim, that for tamidi chachamim, people who are learning in koilal, in yeshiva all day, during shavivim, yeshu v'ayel Torah yom el ayla v'hafach ba v'hafach ba. To engross oneself more in Liman HaTorah, or Torah Mechayehu. Ulami she'i afshar al kapanim, and a person who, let's say, he's working, and he can't learn a full day's Torah, what should he do? Yilmud beis dapin gemara v'toisvus. He should take on a little bit more gemara learning. Or chamisha dapin rush, either 2 pages of gemara with tosvus, or 5 dapin with rush. And again, that's maybe just for his chassidim, but in this space medrash or in other places, maybe it just means a little bit more than what we're used to. So you have a psak. That the psak is that the greatest hanis in Sigufim is to find more, a little bit more in Liman HaTorah. That's the greatest thing that one can do during these weeks of Shavuot. One of the things that my rabbi did mention over the phone is when he was speaking about different chassidim and groups in Chadarim that they do emphasize Shavuot. One of those Bati Midrashim is from Slanim. And in fact, the Nesiva Shalom, who was one of the great rebbes from Slanim, there's a whole kuntris which is put out from his shmuzin. He would speak about Shavuot Berabim. And there's a whole compilation of his shmuzin about Shavuot. In the Beis Medrash in Slanim, for example, they have Kabbalah from the Yesod HaAvodah, that was the first Slanim Rebbe, that he spoke about how to grow during Shavuot. And he encouraged, and they do this till this day in Slanim during Shavuot, that they have 3 times during the day where they learn Torah Biritzifus for 5 hours straight. Which means that they have 3 5-hour starim in learning during the weeks of Shavuot. Now, not everybody can keep to the 3 5-hour slots, but everybody is encouraged to try to keep to one of them at least. Again, even Balabatim, whoever can. Right, but for the Bnei Torah, those who can, they have 3 5-hour slots of learning Torah straight, which means they try to have no batala, no talking, right, straight like that. That's in Slanim where they really took this Indian as a real big, as a big real encouragement during the days of Shavuot. On the right, we have Imar Mokum from the Toldos Aharon from Zitomir, who was a Talmud of the Kedushas Levi, and he writes a different perspective where he speaks about Shavuot Bechlal. He writes, Befrat b'mei Shavuot, during these weeks of Shavuot, he writes, She'ein yecholim ha-Torah v'afilat shal adam lihiyoiz zaka utzula machmas chatas ne'ur. That one of the reasons why we work so much on the inyan of Pekam Bris, because Pekam Bris is not just a centralized issue, is that if a person still has stains of Pekam Bris, it affects his Torah and his davening, and his whole life is affected by that. As David Melech says, that this is not something which is just focused during Yimei Shavuot, it's something which is a lifetime avoda. The Gemara says that every day a baskal comes out from Har Chayiv and says, Shuvu banim shavavim. Right? That we're all shavim throughout the entire year, we're called shavavim. We're called rebels. Hainu asu tshuva al bechinas shavim. He said to do tshuva for this matter. Kule hai v'ule halavai. We should be zeichet to some type of a kapara for this. Ve'ikr hamisachim by machmas chetzeh. He said this is a very pneumistic thing. He says that the biggest challenges which we have in our avodas Hashem come from the fact that we have stains on our neshama from this chet. And if a person feels like he's going to lots of shiurim and he's learning a lot and he just can't bring out avas Hashem and Yerushamayim and avas Yisrael, from the Zohar Kodesh, from the deeper works of Chassidus, it's because a person is not doing enough tshuva on this chait. V'yachshav That a person should look to break in his gaiva. I was pagan in this Indian. How can I come with a face like this in front of the Malka Shalalam? That he should beg Hashem, that he should be mighty, the tip and condition, that this seed, that his seed, his holy seed, should be taken out from the hands of the Sitra Acha, and he'll be able to turn what's called keri into yokar, something very precious. As long as the brain is not fixed in this manner, he can't receive the chasadim that Hashem wants to give him because of the chitzonim, because of certain kitrugim, as it says in the Sfarim. When he makes tikkun in this manner, and then Hashem can bring down these chasadim on him, then he'll be able to recall the great chesed that Hashem does for him, livnei adam u'mahapech haslibam, to bring other people to do tshuva. And he concludes, v'chol ha'shomer shabbos k'meduma li shehu tikkun gadol hazeh achet. That the ikar, in order to be able to be poyel tikkun for this inyan, is through shmir shabbos. That the Sfarim say that the shabboses during Shavuot are from the biggest shabboses of the year, and being mechazik ourselves in shabbos during these weeks, that in itself is a very big tikkun for pagam bris. In fact, on the bottom left, there's a piece from the Divrei Shmuel, which is the second Salama Rebbe, who writes, "B'meishayvavim yesh harbi tikkunim hatikun hagodol b'yosehu inyan Shabbos Kodesh, u'befrat hashabbosos b'kufa shayvavim." That the Shabboses during these weeks are very special Shabboses. Another perspective which is brought out in the bottom right comes from the Divrei Yechezkel, the Shinavarov, the son of the Divrei Chaim. He writes, he says that the Rashi Tevos of Shmois B'nei Yisrael Habayim Mitzayim is Hashavim. In fact, if you take out the letter Hey, and you just, because it's the word Habayim, it's really just, the word is really Baim, it's just as Habayim, it becomes Shavivim. V'soyfei Tevos is Tehillim. He says, Ki Mesugol Lechid Zera Levatal Rachman Alitza. That saying Tehillim is very misugol, ubefrat bimei shavivim loymar Tehillim. Tehillim. And as we said before, it's brought down to the name of the Maggid from Chernobyl, sheskud leze lehisanas rev Shabbos Koydeh, shema Tehillim, v'toyv letikun hachet hazeh. So you have, from the works of the Anmarim, you have Liman HaTaira, you have Shabbos, and you have Tehillim. These are from the highest places in order to make tikkun for this inyan. Before we conclude, I'll just mention that we were speaking about the one of the things that Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel, that he pointed out when it came to Shavuot, is that he says he found that there was a movement amongst people, amongst the Batei Midrashim schools of Mekubalim, that they tried to encourage lots of people to come to participate in the Yehudim, the fasting and all this and that. Especially like they were making, a congregations of reciting the Yehudim, the names of Hashem and the Rashash and all that stuff. He writes in the Tshuva there that it's something he's very against. He's very against it. And he says, because you confuse the people, you make them think that reciting or contemplating the names of Hashem is called Tshuva. Really, that's not called Tshuva. Tshuva is like the Shulchan Aruch says Tshuva is. Right? That person has to forget about his chait, do vidui, and really want to move forward and pass that in his life. But if you're going to make people think that they can come off the street, come participate in some mass gathering of names of Hashem, and they'll walk away like, yeah, I'm all clean now, everything is good, go back to what I was doing before, I got a clean slate, come again next year, come again next week, we'll do it again, I'll be all clean. He says, you're making people think that they did tshuva and they really didn't do tshuva. You have to stick to the recipe of tshuva, which is real tshuva. Tshuva is that a person forgets what he's done before, he asks Hashem for mechila, and he moves forward. There's a story also with the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe that once in his yeshiva, that when he was still in Varsha, that the Bachrim there, that they made a minyan of getting together, like, oh, the Hasidim, like they're gonna, this is the faster's minyan, that we're gonna, we fast, not the fast minyan, right? They didn't daven fast there. But the faster's minyan, that they got together to fast during these days of Shavuot, and they made a little minyan about it, and they invited the Rebbe to come. So the Rebbe came, when he heard about the minyan, and he participated in the minyan. After the minyan, he turns to the Chavir and he says, this is very nice, we're not doing this ever again. And he was mevatel the whole thing. And he says, we don't do these things before Hesia. You know, we don't invite people to them, we don't do them. And it says here that the reason why they think he did it is because he didn't want them thinking that they should be baligai because of it. You know, one thing, oh, we're the guys that we fast and we do tshuva fasting. That's what he did not want. But I think another reason is just because he didn't want that it should become like something which we speak about, that this is what we do for Shavuot. I'll just point out as well that one of the things that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel does in his Sefer, Takanas HaShavim, is that he makes a lamdish hakira. What is the purpose of the Taneisim and Sigufim that the Arizal prescribes in Shavim? Like, why? What is this for? And he brings down three different shitas from the Sfarim HaKadosh and why you should fast. He quotes from the Chida that the reason why we do fast and the Arizal encourages fasting during this time is because one of the things that Pagan Bris does, and the Gemara also tells us, the Gemara in Brachos, is that it creates mazikim, it creates malachim, which try to harm a person. And therefore, one of the ikar tikkunim a person can do, bechlau throughout the year, not just during Shavim, in order to be able to find tikkun for Pagan Bris, is to be meschazik in Kriyashma Alamita. Kriyashma Alamita. We spoke about that in the first year. Kriyashma Alamita is the year-round inyan that a person can do. Whether to say Hamapil and to say Shema is of the highest things a person can do for this inyan. Now, of course, in Breslov, you can say Tikkun HaKlali. Right? That also comes from the works of Chassidim, but that's all year, not just during these days. He quotes from the Chida that the reason why the Ari stresses fasting is because these mazikin, they don't become obliterated by just doing tshuva. It's through the Taneisim and the Sigufim that you're able to kill the mazikin. That's what he says, the Chida. He quotes from the Noda B'Yehuda. Now, Yehuda B'Yehuda was not a fan of Taneisim V'Sigufim. In the Tshuva, in fact, somebody asked him, what do you think about this? He says, I only prescribe things which are talked about in Shas and Poskim. It's not mentioned in Shas and Poskim, the whole Indian of fasting, doing Shavim, this and that, from the works of the Arizal. He says, that's not my Mahalich. He says that the main thing is to do regular Tshuva. And if you're going to fast, the whole reason to fast is so that you can bring out a sincere Tshuva. That you should have a real charata belev by doing Taneisim. He quotes also from Rabbi Yehuda Fatia, who lived not so long ago. He wrote very fascinating Sfarim. Many of them had to do with revelations he had in dreams and tikkunim for dreams. One of the things which he said about the Taneisim was that since we find in Chazal that it was called Arba Chiluki Kapara, that a person, there's different levels of kapara that a person needs to achieve. So since the pagam of bris is very serious, so he says that since some chataim requires some act of yisurin, so the taneisim, they replace the yisurim that a person should need to go, that instead of having to go through yisurim in his life, let's say he should have to go have suffers from poverty or people being sick, chalila. So when you go through the taneisim, what you do is that you bring upon the yisurim upon yourself so that you don't have to suffer, which many chataim would perhaps need. That's from the works, let's say, of the poskim mikubalim. From the works of the Hasidim, what comes out as follows: that the reason why we fast during Taneisim and Sigufim, the reason why the Arizal prescribed that, was in order to bring a person to a state of humility. Humility. The Avi Nachal writes that if a person, if he has a full boich, if he has a full belly, it's very hard to daven and to learn and to be in a state of humility before Hashem. The main thing, the main aspect, as I'm sure you know, you've heard from Rav Amig, I'm sure many times, that the ikr nekuda when it comes to Hasidus is what's called the inyan of ayin, to be batal to Hashem, to be batal one friend to his next. And it's the reason why we fast is to bring out that nekuda within the lev, which is called hachna to Hashem. And that's really a nekuda which you could talk many, many drushes about the inyan of bittul and ayin when it comes. And the same thing is true when it comes to taneisim v'sigufim. And the reason why, from a Hasidus perspective, that we don't engage in taneisim v'sigufim is because nowadays, more than it helps us to have taneisim v'sigufim to bring us to a place of bittul before Hashem, it hurts us. So therefore, it's really supposed to be a perspective that whatever a person can do in order to have more humility in front of Hashem, he should do that. And it doesn't mean through fasting. It means by being meschazik in Torah and avodas Hashem and Tehillim and to Shabbos, these great lights, it brings a person towards that nekuda of humility, which is what we're all, which we're all searching for. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. That I guess this is sort of like a siyum to the scene. Of course, this can be spoken about much, much more. But the main thing, of course, during these weeks, that the days themselves are mesugal for these inyanim. So therefore, whether people are involved in shayvim, whether they know about shayvim, whether makabel themselves in shayvim, of course, everything, every little thing is good. We should find chizik every day of the year. But this is certainly a window that Hashem opens up during this time of year, that it's mesugal for things which we can't achieve, we can achieve. So in the schos of being meschazik and learning about these inyanim, and what we'll do in Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet to tikkunim and kapar, not just for ourselves, but for our kehila and for Gans Klai Yisrael, without to be zeichet to see all the tikkunim, but be as great al tzedek, mi'avinu amen.
Amen.